Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my party pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? Corsair Gaming and Antlion Audio. We have a great show for you. A chock full of surprises, spectacular events, and a special guest even. But
thank
first...
you. Thank you.
I will get to my co-host here. He is the super delegate to my Hillary Clinton.
Oh, wow.
Aaron Carter.
Let's not do that. Let's not go political today. We don't. I didn't get the vote yesterday. Sorry.
It's your duty.
I felt like I let the African-American community down because all the stuff I don't even know. I have no idea. I didn't vote. I was at work. I mean... I have a job. Sorry.
It's not an excuse.
It is.
Work gives you time off.
Do
you
they really?
Go vote. You go and you feel that damn burn.
Do they?
Yeah.
It's a
requirement.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, my bosses didn't recognize that. There it is.
Wow. So he does not have a lawsuit on his hands. How are you doing, David?
Good, good. I also did not vote yesterday.
You son of a bitch.
There it is. I am not alone.
You are both bad people, and you should feel bad.
I did feel bad because I was hardcore on the Phil the Burn train.
Who are you going to vote for?
And
he just said
Bernie.
Hillary.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. And, he was talking about her STDs.
Yeah, her STDs. and then when it came down to it, I didn't vote. That's mainly because I didn't know where to vote. So,
I know. Like, why aren't they just like? Why can't I do it? Why isn't it an app on my phone?
You want to vote based off of an app on your phone?
Have you seen Man of the Year?
Yes.
That's why, because it could be hacked.
Well, okay.
Well, it can be hacked now.
Anything?
I mean,
yeah.
Super delegates.
Yeah. We had George Bush for 8 years. You can tell me that these vote the way we vote now is perfect. Come on now. Don't play. Telling me it's raining.
So. Yeah, we can get into politics if you guys want to. I really doubt that since you guys tuned into Video Game Bang.
Exactly.
Not political.
Game Bang?
Game Bang, yeah. For lack of creativity. I couldn't come up with a better one off the top of my head. Speaking of coming up with a better one off the top of my head, she is joining us for the first time. She is a YouTuber. She is new to our area. Her name is Carla Von War. How are you doing?
Hello, I am doing well.
Hold on, roll it back. Von what?
Well, okay, all right. I'm Carla Von Guerra. That's my name, right?
Okay.
But Guerra in Spanish means war. And so I just roll with that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get it, Aaron?
Wow.
Yeah.
Carla Von War.
Yeah.
I also did not vote.
Oh,
oh my
right.
God.
So
three.
That.
That's what I'm talking about, baby.
I probably do have the best excuse because I just moved over here and they require you to like register in every new area and stuff. And so, I mean, I'm literally fresh from Miami, Florida.
Oh, well,
she's
from
Miami. So you didn't know where to vote either.
Basically,
exactly.
And I didn't like register in this area. Like, yeah, it's been crazy.
I'm going with that. I didn't register.
Yeah.
This is a true video game podcast.
Yes.
We're just a bunch of slackers.
So
sit
you
on
voted?
Our asses.
Corey,
and play
you voted?
Your video games.
Complain
you
about
voted,
the issues.
Corey? You go.
Of
course you didn't.
Of course.
Where's
I'm,
your sticker?
It's on the shirt I wore yesterday.
My social media was like blown up with everybody.
You
taking.
Mean you didn't post your sticker on social media?
Right.
Yep. Let's check the Facebook.
If it isn't on social media, it didn't happen.
Didn't happen.
I voted for Proposition 75, and I voted for
what was that proposition again?
75.
Oh, what is that for?
75.
Actually, let's look it up.
Does that have something to do? This guy, I swear, is going
to
do something with gerbils.
It has to do with the Backwards Water Act of Rio Linda and. In the Thomas?
Oh, I've heard of that. It's where the water runs up through the faucet.
Instead of down through it. I'm
yeah.
so sick and water of water coming down
thing.
Out of my faucets. Why can't I put it back?
Never heard of.
They're charging me for water. I should be able to put the water back.
people don't have consoles in their homes, and we're worried about water going
backwards. Water going backwards, yep.
I get it.
All right, I'm going to come clean. I didn't vote, Aaron.
Exactly. Four for four, everybody.
This is why Trump will be president. This is exactly
this is why.
Donald Trump, because we're too busy playing Overwatch.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. You have no idea.
Blizzard and Trump are working together.
I almost got in trouble. Like, I went to bed at 2 in the morning.
Oh, I got you beat. 7 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you're playing where?
Huh?
Where are you playing this?
Like,
on what system?
Oh, yeah, on a PS4. Okay.
No, that's good. That's the correct answer.
No. It isn't. Yes, ready? It isn't. Because normally I would be playing on PC.
Mm-hmm.
That is my preference. However, my PC is still in Miami being shipped to me here.
Oh.
Hence, me being impatient and just being like, I'm just going to succumb to
So for the convenience,
it's like drugs here. On PS4. And yeah. She's like, if consoles were drugs, I'm pretty sure PC would be like a really serious drug. Like weed. Mm. Like marijuana.
That's okay.
Like, I'd say
it kills people. It killed a monkey in the 60s.
All right, so PC is basically the equivalent of Flocka.
There we go.
Bath salts.
Yeah,
makes you eat people.
So she's addicted to these drugs, and she's far away, and all she can get her hand on is a little bit of crystal meth.
So yeah. we're
just a bit.
We're comparing the PC to a drug that makes you eat people's faces, yep. And saying that's the better choice.
And that's the one to go with.
I think I'm gonna stick with the lighter drug.
Well, it's PS4. Corey's a Walking Dead fan.
Oh well, yeah.
So that's why he's going with the eat the faces.
They're coming. I call it preparation. It's like
preparing.
Yeah,
you're studying.
That show is a study guide for what things are going to be like when Trump wins the presidency.
Why would that be a study guide for anybody black?
It's just the way the world's going to work.
They rotate us out? Is that what happens? They just kill one and then another one joins? Okay.
Aaron, the civil rights movement still is a pretty new thing.
In the world of Walking Dead.
As soon as the Walking Dead zombies rise, we're going to resort back to those days.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
Have you ever made a zombie plan, Aaron?
No, why?
You've never really thought, like, what if zombies happen? This is what I'm going to do. This is where I'd go.
No.
What about, like, natural disasters?
Like a Target or Walmart. You can barricade yourself in there for a long period of time.
No, Walmart. Walmart has guns.
Oh, well, then there
Target
you go.
Target doesn't have guns.
Walmart. There you go.
I would choose Costco, I think.
I've never actually been to a Costco.
Really?
What? God honest truth. Never been to a Costco.
Wow, you poor thing.
Am I missing something?
Yeah.
Webb is telling me no right now.
Webb is a damn liar. Do you have a Costco membership?
Yes.
Then shut the hell up, because you know how awesome it is. He just doesn't want you to know.
Oh, is
because
it the secret? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Already so crowded.
Okay.
Actually, yeah, I'll go with that.
Like, nah, there's nothing there. You don't have to get
it. I hate going to Costco.
Don't worry about
wonderful
it.
Things.
I hate it.
I hate to buy a pallet of toilet paper.
Yeah.
For the price of like
a drum of cheese.
Yeah.
No, it's a family 5-pack of drums of cheese.
Wow.
You are. It's. Yeah. You can buy 5 pounds of sour cream.
Good lord.
Five.
If I ate sour cream pounds. In that amount of quantity, then I guess that'd be a wonderful thing.
You just sit there. Just.
I don't see myself doing that. Sorry.
And alcohol.
Do they sell games in bulk?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're like the same price.
Oh, okay. So nothing special about the gaming section.
No. Video Game Bang brought to you by Costco, ladies and gentlemen.
Right?
This bit was brought to you by... So if you guys are listening to my voice, you hear it. We're going to start the show very soon, I promise. It's been almost 10 minutes and you're like, where's the video games? Well, we got one more thing to tell you. VGB has been working extremely tirelessly behind the scenes on a brand new website. I should say many of us have put hours into this. Pulled several all-nighters, Webb and myself, building this thing from the ground up. If you go check it out, it's vgbstudios.com. That's www.vgbstudios.com. You can go there. You can listen to most of our tracks, most of our podcasts. We're still doing the backlog.
Yeah
I got a coworker who's going through the whole backlog of ours.
So that's a common thing. People like, they see, hear the show, they like it, and then, because people are weird, they like to start from the beginning of something and get to the end. So we will be building the back catalog slowly as the show goes. We've kind of hit the highlights, the best ofs. They're all there. And you can also see the Filmlosophers. All 14 of their episodes are there. It's a joint website. We're going to be adding more. We're going to add more podcasts as time goes. We have a third that we're so excited to announce. We can't announce it yet.
It's Disney.
It's a Disney cast.
Doing a podcast right
Aaron,
there,
just talking about Bambi.
Yep. Love that movie so much. Cried twice.
That's why we call him Thumper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's other reasons, but.
Should have known you were going to go there. But VGBstudios.com, please go check it out. Please tweet it, like our Facebook page, our brand new Twitter. We're really trying to get serious into the world of podcasting. Some more opportunities for me and Aaron are going to be next week at E3, so follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're going to hit it all up. I'm really excited.
Blog that. Our whole trip. Like airport. Because the first time when we went to E3, I kind of was... a little held backish, you know. It's a new event. We don't know what we're doing there. This time, I think a little more comfortable. I could put out the camera and be like, "Hey, you know, we're here. We're gonna show you guys some stuff."
Yeah.
You know? So we'll see.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. If you guys, I wish I could tell you some of the appointments we have scheduled.
Oh my
but
gosh.
It's a pretty big deal for us. It's one of the coolest things we've gotten on this podcast journey. We're gonna be able to do. It kills me that I can't tell you. There's so much stuff that I know right now that I can't tell the people. Stuff with E3. There's stuff I haven't even told you guys that's going to blow your world. But in the weeks to come, keep it locked on VGB because there's big stuff coming. Carla, let's learn about you real quick before we get into the show. Before we do the show, let's talk to you.
Say, what are you going with?
It just happens.
Okay.
Let's go with it. So, Carla, tell us about your video game history. Why should people respect you?
Wow.
That's right off of that.
Jeez.
Having to prove my video game cred here.
That's how the world works. Hashtag Gamergate.
Yes.
You remember that disaster?
I know. Believe me, I am well acquainted with that.
Really?
Very well acquainted
with that. We spent like a whole summer, I think, talking about it.
Very well acquainted. I used to have a show on YouTube called Indie Credible where I reviewed indie games. I am a huge indie game fan. Like, that's my bread and butter. I love it. It's great. I was doing really well. Did so many episodes. One of the reasons why I stopped was because Gamergate got so crazy and I got a lot of crazy messages and crazy threats and it was pretty.
I can't fathom why the thing that would trigger a human man to say I'm going to send this human lady something threatening over an opinion.
It got, and if you've seen any of my episodes, like it's literally just reviews. Like I straight up go into everything about it. It's not even like I am, you know, I even have like a super strong, well, yeah, I guess I do, but it's not like I have like a really in your face opinion about things. It's basically just reviews or news. I got a lot of really bad threats around that time, so I decided to stop it for a while. And then I'm just recently starting back up, but in a different format. I didn't want to be pigeonholed just by indie games, which is what I felt I was being with Indie Credible. So now I'm just doing a little bit of everything.
So what are your favorite games right now?
Currently, Overwatch. I'm hopelessly addicted.
Yeah.
I am hopelessly addicted. Farrah is my girl.
I love her.
So, yeah. She's
Webb does play a mean Farrah.
She is wonderful. I will admit I was a total Bastion fangirl at first.
Wow.
At first.
I say you stick to that turret. Don't even let the haters hate. 50 said, go ahead and switch your style up. But
that's
if they hate
switching.
Them, let them hate.
That's not
and watch the money pile up.
No, I mean, Bastion is fine. He's definitely a good character.
I think everybody
I just hate
Bastion.
Losing to him. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, I'll be honest, I find myself more annoyed with Soldier 76 and Reaper.
Really?
Yes. I don't know why. I don't know why.
Reaper, like,
die.
Yes, every time I hear that, I'm like,
I
oh no.
Just chain him, pull him in, and I shoot the crap out of him. I love that. He's I don't know. I Roadhog
yeah.
so much in that game.
And yeah.
I keep a good
Roadhog's a good counter yeah. to Bastion, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull him out of that turret
mode. Oh, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
But the most satisfying is hooking a Tracer.
Yeah.
Because she's so hard to
yeah.
get.
Yeah, she is.
So when I hook one and I pull her in, I'm like, you're mine.
Yeah.
Actually, that was a perfect segue, because the first news story I wanted to cover was Blizzard has made a deal with Facebook that's going to allow you to stream Overwatch and any modern age Blizzard game to Facebook directly.
Why just Blizzard, though?
Because that's who made the deal.
I'm sure... like Facebook, yeah. they didn't want to... Or whoever runs Facebook now. Is it still Zuckerberg?
It's Tom.
Tom?
Yeah.
Tom from MySpace? Yep. Bought, yeah, that makes a lot
he's
of
totally,
sense.
He's totally infiltrated.
Totally makes sense.
I told you guys I'd be back!
I was your first friend then. First friend now.
And I'll be your last friend later. I think it's pretty cool. The API is going to be built directly, so it's going to be one of those deals where you'll tie your Battle.net account to your Facebook, and then there will just be a button in the game that you click, and you're streaming.
I don't know if I like that.
I like it.
Here's why. I don't want the world to know that I played 17 hours straight of Overwatch.
Oh, but you only have to broadcast what you want to broadcast.
Yeah,
though.
But I think
yeah, but you forget.
If I'm tying this into my Battle.net and everything like that, they're probably gonna be like, hey, did you want to put your achievement up? Your sleepless achievement up of you paying 10 hours straight?
Someone sends you a messenger, Aaron is currently playing Overwatch.
Exactly.
For the past 8 hours.
Exactly. Like, aren't you supposed to be at work, Aaron? Yeah. I was supposed to be at work. Overwatch. Done.
I think it's cool. You know, it's kind of like Ariel said in The Little Mermaid. You got to go where the people are. And the people are on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. And my analogies.
What? That was a great analogy, Aaron. I wrote that one a week ago.
I think Disney wrote that one, first of all.
But, like, the reason YouTube gaming didn't take over or Hitbox isn't beating Twitch is because the people just aren't there for that.
What's Hitbox?
Exactly.
Yeah, I've never heard of Hitbox, you just proved I'll be honest.
Point. Was that the one we were on for 1 second?
Yes.
Twitch went down.
Oh,
and we were like, oh, there's this other place.
Lizard
called
Squad
Hitbox.
Took it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we're like, all right, we're going to be the first pioneers on Hitbox. We get on there for 1 second, and then we see a tweet saying, oh, Twitch is back up. We're like, bye, Hitbox. That's like our only message to the Hitbox people. And then we left and never returned.
If you find Video Game Bang's like account on Hitbox,
yeah.
and they have like an archive, it's first of all, it lasts only 3 seconds. Yeah. And it's, hi, Twitbot. Wait, what? Really? See you later, Hitbox.
Yeah, and just black screen.
I think it's good. I think it's going to reach a brand new audience, the Facebook people. I would, if I was cruising down my timeline and I saw, oh, look, Aaron's on Overwatch, I'd sit there and watch for a few minutes and throw a couple chastising comments at you.
So can I see comments live?
It's using that Facebook Live
yeah.
setup, so okay. I'm thinking all the same features there will make its way over. I don't know how it's going to... or if it will be able to incorporate a camera of your face. It may just be gameplay. Or if somehow they're going to include it in like OBS or something like that where you can stream it to Facebook. That would be awesome.
I just like seeing the chat. I like seeing live comments.
Well, can you imagine if we were able to stream this show that we do like in this quality through Facebook?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd love that.
That'd be much preferred.
Oh, yeah.
While I love Twitch and I love all you on Twitch, except only the ones in this chat room, actually, but...
All eight of you.
We're international. Love it.
Next story. Injustice 2 officially revealed for 2017 release on consoles. And they released a trailer. Did you watch the trailer, Aaron?
I did not get to watch the trailer, unfortunately.
Web?
I watched the trailer as much as you voted yesterday.
Wow, single me out.
Wow.
What about you, Carla?
I did not.
Four for four.
So you guys are not good voters. You're not good Americans.
Wow.
Did you watch the trailer?
But we're damn good
Overwatchers. Yeah, I did actually.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm happy with that.
That's what matters.
I did watch it in debatable. Because he plays on a PS4, so how good can they be, honestly?
Amazing.
I watched the trailer. It starts off. All right, I'll set the scene.
Okay.
Dark room. Superman walks into the frame.
I'm already out of it.
Flash runs up to take a shot at him. Superman counters, sends Flash flying. Flash stands up and then, like, changes his clothes. Like, he puts on a new helmet, he puts on new body armor, and then he re-attacks Superman and starts landing some blows. Then Superman's like, oh, shit. Then he changes his clothes, adds some armor, and then starts beating him up. Then Aquaman comes in and all the people you're used to seeing. Supergirl makes a little appearance, and she looks pissed.
So is this kind of, I guess, saying that the next game that comes out, you'll be able to switch battle armor?
Yes.
Mid-game or something?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I'm terrified.
Why?
Because it's NetherRealm Studios.
Yeah, your favorite studios.
They're... I hate them.
You love Ed Boon and everything.
I hate them as much as I love them, which is equal. You know how you can only have the like capability to love someone as much as you can hate them? Have you ever heard that adage?
I have never heard that.
It's true. Like, think love of the person you love the most.
Hold on. Give me a second.
Think about them.
Okay.
You have me in your head, right?
No.
Oh. Yourself in your head.
Oh, I'm kind of sad now.
I'm trying not to have myself in my head, Webb. But thank you for breaking my concentration.
But you know that's what's going to happen.
Okay, good to continue. Continue.
Now think of how much you've let that person into your life. I'm assuming it's a lot because you love them, right?
Okay.
That person can then do the stuff that can betray you the worst because you've got them so close. You love them so much that there's that much room and potential for them to screw with you.
Where is this going from Injustice, though?
That's how I feel about NetherRealm Studios.
Oh, okay.
I absolutely love Mortal Kombat, the franchise.
Okay.
I'm a fan of all the movies, even Animalities.
That's not... Okay, continue, though.
And they, because I let them so close into my heart, they can fuck me over harder than any other game developer.
And so you think this is one of those times?
Oh, definitely. Most definitely it is.
Did you like Injustice, the first one?
I did.
So...
My problem with NetherRealm has never been the games. It has never been the problem that the game sucks or that the, you know, the graphics are bad or the mechanics are awful. My problem has always been how they take advantage of people. They are some of the worst at on-the-disc DLC anymore.
Okay.
They were letting you buy easy fatalities. They sold that whole crypt off for $20. I mean, just the things they let you do for money is...
But you didn't have to buy those.
Well, I wanted the characters.
But you could also play to unlock them, correct?
No, you can't play to unlock the
characters. Oh, you couldn't play to unlock
the characters? The crypt stuff you could. Okay. And you could always enter in the extended fatalities. But the characters, you had to buy them. And they were on the disc. And they're bad. Well, after only 1 year of support of the game, they always make a Game of the Year edition.
Okay.
So then
that sounds like insanity on your part.
Well, that's why I've kind of been boycotting them. I got Mortal Kombat X as a review, and so I lucked out. I did get to enjoy the game. But what I could see happening here is the same thing that happened to Street Fighter v Tekken, which is they incorporated like this money system where that made the game pay to win.
In a fighting game?
In a fighting game. So check it out. Check this. This is a note from the community manager of NetherRealm. It says, "We strive to give players a level of control that makes playing a game a truly personal experience. For that reason, we've introduced a brand new gear system allowing players to build their own version of Superman, their Batman, and ultimately their Injustice universe. The gear system uses an RPG-like mechanic that will reward you with loot drops every time you play the game. With each loot drop, you will earn a character-specific gear to an outfit that will power up your roster, changing not only the look of each character, but your fight strategy and your personal approach to every match."
I don't like that.
No. I it's scary, because you know with NetherRealm's history, you're going to be able to buy booster packs.
Well, only because I don't like the fact that your fighter could potentially be stronger than my fighter.
That goes against fighting games.
Yeah, that definitely goes against.
We had a level
playing ground.
Same conversation with Larissa when it came to runes in WoW.
League. League of Legends, yeah.
Yeah. It should be level. You're playing skill versus skill. And they're going to not only take that out of the game, they're probably going to incorporate a money system where people are just going to be able to get the game day one, buy a shitload of gear, and beat you up.
Well, I wasn't going to buy the game in the first place, so whatever.
Do you have any experience with Injustice or Mortal Kombat?
Okay, so I love Mortal Kombat, right? Injustice, not so much. I didn't really like it that much. But then again, I'm not a huge like fighting game person. That's just not my genre. I don't do really well with that. So, I mean, just being honest.
Yeah, no, it's totally legit. What about you, Webb?
I played Injustice. I like Injustice better just because I like the characters.
You like the heroes.
I like playing with the heroes, yeah.
The people in tights.
Yep. You know it.
Now you can be able to take all their clothes off.
I can make them do it now.
So I'm not sold. I'm excited that they're making an Injustice 2. I'm not too thrilled about this new upgrade system. Their little tagline is, every battle defines you.
Ooh. So
every time you win, you're going to get gear and level up. And I don't know. Fighting games don't need a gear system. Just like they don't need a story mode.
Yeah, they do.
No. They need just give us some badass mechanics. Give us $100 at the tournament.
What?
Boom. That's all you need.
Oh, okay.
Jerks are plagiarizing Fallout 4's PC mods on the Xbox One.
I really wanted to talk about this one.
And ask and you shall receive. What do you think, Aaron?
Well, I understand the PC Master Race. I understand them very, very well. I've dealt with them one-on-one. I've gone to their places and spoken with them.
You have parlayed with
them. I have parlayed. Thank you. I have parlayed with them.
You've shaken hands with your brothers across the aisle?
Yes. And I understand where they can be upset of somebody taking their ideas, you know, and putting them on the console and then putting their own name on them. Like, oh, this was my mod, you know, the shiny grass mod. You know, that's my mod. Mm-hmm. I did it on the consoles.
Okay.
But, I mean, they're putting in a whole different platform. This is the Wild West we're talking about when it comes to mods on consoles. Am I wrong in thinking that there haven't been mods on consoles?
Let me try and draw a distinction for you. I want to get your opinion on this. Okay. So, let's say the Shiny Grass mod.
Okay.
Okay, so someone on the PC made the Shiny Grass mod, and it was a great success. Someone on the consoles wants to make the Shiny Grass mod.
Yes.
But not only do they make it, they rip off asset for asset something from the other one.
Did I have plans on releasing my mod to the console?
No.
Oh, so I wasn't going to share the Shiny Grass mod on the console, but somebody who's a champion for the consoles, I will call that person, decided to take said Shiny Grass mod and give it to the people.
Now, mind you, they didn't create it themselves.
That's
they didn't
fine.
Recreate it. They stole asset for asset. Some work that some graphic artist put into this mod with his own bare laptop.
The only problem I'll have is not giving credit to where credit's due. So if Webb stole my Shiny Grass mod, which there better be a damn Shiny Grass mod as many times we're saying it.
If there isn't before shiny. The show, there probably will be one after.
So if he steals my Shiny Grass mod and says, hey, this is just kind of a, re-mod of, you know, Aaron Carter's, you know, Shiny Grass mod, that's fine. But then he can just take all the plugins and all the, you know, whatever he used, the code, all that stuff, and yeah, go ahead. I didn't have plans to put it on the console. You know why? Because I'm a PC Master Race and I don't like doing all that.
I disagree fundamentally. What? It's never okay just to steal. Just because they don't intend it. Like, let's see.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
Okay, let's say someone puts out some great podcast on iTunes.
Okay.
And they have no intentions of releasing it on Google.
Okay.
I cannot just go and record their episode, rebrand it as Video Game Bang, and put it on Google and say they weren't going to put it on Google anyways. I'm going to collect ad revenue and popularity and all their fans because they weren't going to do it anyways. It's their work. It's their voices. I have nothing to do with it, basically. I'm just facilitating it to the rest of the people. That's not right.
You're a middleman.
Were you going to say something before I crush this?
All I was going to say
before
you crush anything is I agree with Corey.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So now two people can get crushed. So if they put it to a smaller market where it's not going to grow larger than that smaller market.
First of all, are you calling the PC a small market?
No. Okay. I'm calling I was saying quite the opposite.
Consoles being a smaller market.
Yes. To where it's a niche group.
But it's not their work.
But it's a small group. Like, if somebody were to take the video game bang and then take it to some small three-person, you know, podcast room where only three people listen to it, because we were never going to go there, and they started playing it and saying that it's theirs, why would I care?
You wouldn't be offended by that?
I would be pissed.
I would be offended
if someone took
that.
Our podcast
I'd
and started
even show
and
up.
Put it on 4chan and was like, hey, check out my podcast, donate to my Patreon, this is my work.
I would probably show up just to listen to it in the shadows.
But you recorded it, so yeah. You already know what...
In the shadows. Now, and I think it's apples and oranges. It's you're talking about somebody's creativity versus...
Mods are creativity. That's is art.
Yes. Is it art? Really? It's, this is art?
I agree it's art. Oh, yeah,
I
do.
I'd classify it as art.
Yeah.
Right, so I'm not smite three people down.
But it's like...
okay, how is it
you
not...
You gotta admit you've lost.
How is it not art?
So if it's a mechanic to make a game better, we're considering that art.
Well, okay.
Well, it requires art.
Yeah. A shiny grass.
My, Nate
that's
down there.
Art.
Nate, who we've had on this show, friend of mine.
Nate
he,
Diaz,
he,
uh-huh.
he makes mods. He creates, like, cats and wolves and stuff and orcs, and he puts them into Bethesda games.
Yeah. Okay, now if it's a cosmetic thing, just like you just said that was, that's one thing. That's
well,
art.
Most mods are cosmetic, though.
Well, I'm talking about a mechanic. Like, oh, I don't need to go to a workbench to create guns. I can do it from my shiny belt in Fallout 4.
Well, see, the thing is, it's fundamental plagiarism, though. Okay, let's say in the, like in college or in high school or whatever, you know, especially nowadays, you know, if you go to like college, they have like all these websites that will check if you've like ripped bits and pieces
yeah.
from like different sites
from somebody's creative mind. Yes, correct.
Yeah, exactly. So how is that any different from, you know, what they're doing with mods on the console?
Maybe
it's
because I see it. Maybe because I see it as more of a like this is just. Would you call the people that took the same first person view and put it in every other game plagiarist?
That's not the same.
That's not the same though. So
no. Everybody
that did it after Castle Wolfenstein 3D are not plagiarists.
No.
So, what are they then?
There's
it's a gameplay mechanic, right?
People got pissed off at Call of Duty when they copy and pasted their own material.
Well, because that's their own stuff, first of all. And nobody wanted the exact same thing. Nobody gets mad if Madden does it over and over again. They keep going buying these things, right? So, here's the but here's the thing. Let me go back to that original one. Because I see it like it's gameplay mechanic. But I do agree with you guys when you do say if somebody made, you know, Cats 2.0 and then they, you know, oh, there's cats in my Skyrim now. And that's a artistic thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something like I can now dual wield in Fallout, to me that seems like that's just a gameplay thing.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, you probably don't understand this because you've never coded anything. I would totally understand because I assisted Webb when he coded the website.
Yeah.
So I'm a fully professional now that
I know the time it takes to code.
Not necessarily the time. I'm talking about some people look at their coding and the things they create as their art because they're building it from scratch. It's not just like they did a few keystrokes and clicked a few things and oh, now you can dual wield everything. It's
I understand
like that took
yeah.
zeros and ones. Like that took you know, a lot of brain power.
I can get on board with that. I can get on board with I found out the algorithm it takes to code or whatever dual wielding, and that's my art. And then somebody comes and steals it and puts it on the
right.
console.
Here's where I think it would be okay is if they did something, they made their shiny grass mod and they used a lot of the code from the original shiny grass mod and they said, this mod is based on XYZ mod.
So I take it to the council then. What that's is that one thing
if
that
give
they can
it, if
do?
If you give them credit.
If they're like, yeah, that. Well, I said that in the beginning of this
then
whole
I say that's
discussion.
Okay.
I literally said that in the beginning
I don't
of this
think
whole
anybody
discussion.
Heard you say that.
Oh, so you guys hear...
This is just a typical... like. Just going back to the story, jerks are plagiarizing Fallout 4 PC mods on the Xbox One. It's no surprise, because everybody who plays on the console is a jerk, first of all.
Oh, wow.
Second of all, they all don't have creativity. And
are you getting ready to fight them?
Totally.
I swear.
Yeah.
No.
She's like, hold my earrings.
Hold on.
I think Carla and I are more on the same page when it comes to the PC gaming thing than you give us credit. So. Because of all the people, usually when people walk into VGB Studios, they are like, oh my gosh, this place is so dope. I can't believe you did it. You're an amazing. You're a god among men.
Who in the hell said that?
Everybody who comes in here says it.
Carla, she didn't say that.
No, she didn't. But on her way out, she was like, how come you're quiet? Your PC's so quiet. And she's like, that PC rig is awesome. And then she pulls out her phone to go one step further, and she's like, here, check out my build.
Actually, what I said to you is you have a Corsair K70 RGB, which is what I did, which is what I have.
It started with the keyboard, and then it devolved into a conversation on how she has an awesome PC rig and how the rest of you are peasants, essentially.
Wow, really?
She said it. Her words,
I
not mine.
I did not say that. No.
Okay.
So, we treat guests now.
I know, right?
We blame them for things. This is what VGB has.
You know, I'll say this much, okay? So, I love my PC. I'm more of a PC gamer, but I don't hate consoles. I really don't. I do not have a fondness for Xbox One. Or anything like
Microsoft.
Whoa. Unfortunately,
you can.
Well, yes, Corey, yes and no, because I am a PC gamer, right?
I was gonna say.
So there's that. But as far as consoles go, as far as the Xbox goes, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a Sony, I'm a PlayStation girl when it comes to consoles.
It's PC or bust for me right now. Let's see. The next story
is flip flops so much over the
never.
Years.
He's the Donald you Trump can, of
yeah,
video games.
Yeah, he is literally the Donald Trump of it. That is the best analogy. The Donald Trump of video games, and that moniker might stay for a while. So if he becomes president, you are his running.
I can assure you, my hands are normal size.
Yeah,
and everything else is okay.
And I play the best games.
Look like sausage.
I know all the games.
I'll tell you what, I know about my games.
Yes.
Let's see. This is interesting to me. Japanese Pokemon fan poll crowns a new favorite Pokemon. Pikachu has been the mascot since the beginning.
Since day one.
And it looks like the times are changing in Japan because they're tired of Pikachu. No more Pikachu. The number one Pokemon. Who hasn't read the story? Did everybody in here read it?
I skimmed through it.
Did you see who number one is?
Isn't it Greninja?
It is Greninja.
Yeah.
I was really curious because in my head when I saw the headline, I was thinking in my head, who could it be? It's not going to be Geodude.
I was thinking like Jigglypuff or something.
Yeah.
I think they've done cute for a long time though. And so now they're kind of like, let's go away from cute.
It's Greninja.
Greninja doesn't surprise me, though.
He has grown in popularity. He was in Super Smash.
Yeah, Smash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a popular character in Smash.
Is he in the Pokken Fighter?
I believe.
Pokken Tournament?
He's in Pokken Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know number two. Arceus?
Yeah, I have no idea who that is.
I'm
like, original 150 or bust.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Arceus is... it looks like some legendary thing. I don't know why people would like this.
How many legendaries?
It just
are
looks
there now?
So generic. This is Pokemon number 493.
Oh wow, we're done.
Yeah. I think there's like 700 something now,
way
isn't
too
there?
Many.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Way too many.
Although I will say X and Y was a really good game. I enjoyed it.
I did too. So and I did. Number three, Mew. Good old Mew.
Still, still hanging strong.
Still hanging in
still
there.
Still hanging in there. I like
you got
that.
This.
Mew, you'll never be number one. But.
Some little kid now is like, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
Because they're like 700 deep into Pokemon and like Mew? Was that a thing?
Although, isn't like Yo-Kai Watch taking over Japan now by storm?
Oh, like hands down it is.
Yeah.
That's going to be their new overlord soon.
You know, it sounds a little blasphemous to say it, but I kind of like it a little bit more than Pokemon as far as a game goes.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm not going to say anything. If she ends up missing and Pokemon's tattooed all over her face somewhere.
And Pokemon's just like, we just came out with Pokemon Go and you guys are leaving us?
Yeah.
Well, no, I love Pokemon and I'm really excited about Pokemon Go and everything, but I don't know, man. Like, Yo-Kai Watch was really charming. Like, really charming.
I don't know what Yo-Kai Watch is, but these little creatures look freaking weird.
Dude, it is such an awesome game. Okay, so it's basically like Pokemon for the most part, right? It's like, except for the, you know, creatures, I guess, for lack of a better term, they're actually based on Japanese spirits. So you go around collecting yokai that are responsible for different things happening around you. So let's say you're really forgetful or something. It's because of a yokai. Yokai are basically invisible to like humans. But if you have like a... It gets really confusing.
I am so lost. Do you make them your slaves at any point?
Welcome to the cult of yokai.
No, you actually befriend them, and then they become a part of your yokai collection.
This is such 2016 Pokemon bullshit. I'm calling it. They took everything over about Pokemon. They're like, but except you don't capture them and make them slaves. You become their friends.
You do.
It's not plagiarism, right?
And they don't fight. They have debates.
See,
it's not plagiarism.
Gameplay is much different, though, because you can have three yokai watch out at a time. Out at a time. And the way you battle them isn't like a traditional Pokemon game. You actually play mini games.
This is 2016. Everyone gets a try. And guess what? No one loses the matches either. You both just win.
Everyone just wins. Everyone gets
the badges.
I know it sounds weird. And when I first got the game, I wasn't even sure that I would like it. But it's really charming. And I really love it. Jibanyan. That's his name.
Is that like the yogurt, Jibani?
Yep.
Jibani.
Jibanyan.
Yokai. I've got to look this up.
Yeah, sorry, guys. I was like, Pokemon. It's like Yokai Watch. Yeah. Let's go over here.
That's how Japan worked. Oh, yeah. See, I remember this because I remember a little duck faced ghost looking thing or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Duck faced killer.
There's a butt face right there.
There's everything.
I'm just saying. It's pretty decent. It's a pretty decent game.
Is it based off like a manga too?
Yeah, okay. It is. Mm-hmm.
Like my pronunciation, manga.
Manga. Yes.
Good lord. You've never read a manga in your life.
Cheap squeak.
It's 100% true. I could safely say I've never read a manga.
You got to, man. It's manga. Good stuff out there.
But I feel the need to pronounce it right. Because I feel like if anyone who says manga, like, is old.
Wow.
Aaron clearly put this story in there. You snuck one past the goalie. EA's FIFA 17 lands on September 27th.
Day one by everybody.
I see what you did now there with the goalie.
Did you see?
I saw it.
You got that?
I got it.
High five, right?
Whoa! For those at home that didn't see, Webb left him hanging.
Actually, it all took place off camera, so allegedly...
Allegedly, it happened.
Wow.
Why is this a day one buy?
Because
shiny grass?
Shiny grass mods.
Shiny grass mods. That's one big thing.
Okay. And new players.
There's so many balls in this game.
Roster updates.
Can you see the individual drops of dew on the blades of grass?
Yes. The ball reacts even quicker. Actually, I wrote an article on NerdReactor.com about this.
Are they using a new engine?
They're using a brand new engine.
So
is it a Hemi?
The Frostbite engine.
Are you scared?
Oh,
I do not know what they're going to do to my game because Frostbite engine is historically used for combat games. Army of Two, Battlefield, like explosions.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with FIFA?
Soccer? Every time you make a goal.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want, you know, somebody
to be the Michael Bay
of video
games.
So.
They Michael Bayed it.
Yeah.
I know there's probably more in-depth stuff with the Frostbite engine, but, you know, I'll let the writers and everybody.
It's going to go first. It's going to go first person. That's the whole thing.
You know what? They did that in a football game a long time ago, so I wouldn't doubt it. You jest, sir, but you never know.
It's
I don't know. I'm a soccer fan. I love soccer, so let me get FIFA. All
right. Interesting.
I knew it would be a quick story to just peruse past, so let's put it in there.
I'll allow it.
Wow.
We talked about this last week. They are bringing out a brand new Watch Dogs 2, codename Electric Boogaloo. And there is a little list here from Game Informer that says 6 ways that this one is going to be different than the last one.
Did we all play the first one here?
I did.
For a short while, but I was so disappointed with it, I didn't even finish it. I was very disappointed in Watch Dogs.
Oh.
I tried to watch a stream one time about Watch Dogs, and it just ended up being some douchebag's dogs.
Got him!
I mean, if they're putting out an article of... they're very, very much trying to make a distinction. This is not Watch Dogs 1.
Oh, yeah.
This
you're
is
right.
how this is different.
Yeah.
So, you know, that should give you enough information to know that the first Watch Dogs was sucked.
What's so different?
Just a little bit.
I didn't get to read this article.
I'm trying to see if I reviewed the game, actually, because I'm pretty sure I reviewed it.
Did you give it 3 stars out of 5?
I give it 3 out of 5.
Let
me see if this was me who reviewed it, just for history's sake, to see what I... Okay, no, it wasn't me. I got a free copy of it somehow. Hmm. That's why I thought maybe
I
reviewed
it. I think a lot of people got a free copy of it. I think it was just one of those games. Yeah, everybody.
Xbox Live.
Or Oprah. She gives away a lot of free things.
Look under your
you
seat.
Get Watch Dogs. Exactly. And you get Watch Dogs.
It wasn't so bad. I think off the top of my head, only getting like halfway through the story, I probably would have gave it like a solid 3.5 or 4 out of 5.
What's the closest game you guys would compare it to?
GTA with smartphones.
Yeah.
Hacking.
It's pretty similar, I would say.
So it just probably didn't live up to GTA.
Well, the driving
quality.
We'll get into it because actually I did read this list a little bit and they did address some of my big problems. So, goodbye Aiden, hello Marcus. Ubisoft has left behind Aiden Pierce in the series debut protagonist. The new one, his name is Marcus Holloway, an African-American DedSec hacker from San Francisco.
So we went black.
DedSec is a hacktivist group introduced in the first game, and this time around we're given a deeper look at the faction's motivations and the faces behind it. Marcus is one of many who face injustices because of the CTOS 2.0, an upgrade from the original central operating system that controls and surveys the major metropolitan areas. So new character, black guy, hacktivist group. What do you think, Aaron?
What was the game that came out a long time ago? Open world, you had superpowers.
Crackdown?
No.
Infamous?
The competitor to Infamous.
There
were two games.
Oh, shit.
Prototype. And Prototype 2 came out, and they just changed the main character to black guy, right?
Yeah.
All right, so we're 1-for-1 so far. Let's see if it continues.
I don't really look at the color of the character.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about that. Yeah, that doesn't matter to me. So, yeah. You know why? Literally, I some serious stuff. I prefer games that have storylines where I can create my own character in the beginning as opposed to me playing as Marcus here. Only because I am one of those weird people that are like, if I'm going to play a story game, I'm putting myself in the game. That's me, you know, in Skyrim. I'm yelling at dragons and dropping them.
Oos!
Yeah. That's just kind of how I do it. So, like, Grand Theft Auto Online, when I played that, I loved, you know, being able to create your own character. So, I mean, unless they just make, like, a stupid, really good story.
Well, that's difference number two here, is that it takes place in San Francisco. And because I stalk Carla's Instagram, you had, like, your first trip ever to San Francisco.
I did. I had my first trip ever, like, last weekend.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. It was, but see, like, I feel like I'm gonna be biased either way because, and I know it probably, like, to you guys, you're probably like, oh, San Fran, I've been there like a million times, but that is like the quintessential like city I've always wanted to go to.
Really?
Is San Francisco, and I'm 29 years old, and that was like the first time that I'd ever gone, and I completely lost my crap when I saw the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
Like, I think I posted like 4 or 5 photos of it. Like, guys, have you seen the Golden Gate Bridge? Because this is what it looks like.
Have you been to New York?
I've been in New York, yeah.
See, that's
my...
That's
for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our
yeah.
Californians are like, we want to do that over there.
Yeah. See, because I'm from the East Coast, so I've been all over the East Coast,
yeah.
You know? So it's like West Coast areas that I'm like, what?
Yeah. So it's
is
it's refreshing
weird for
to know
you
it's
to
opposite.
See the sun set
oh my
on the
God.
Ocean as opposed to like coming up?
You know,
over?
I'm going
to
be honest with you. I don't go outside very often to see the sunset.
That's the correct gamer answer.
And the sunrise
definitely.
Is way too early.
I'll let you know if that ever happens, if I'm left with like an awe-inspired feeling.
I wonder if anybody ever noticed that, because I never even put that to thought. Be like it's coming over the Atlantic instead of the Pacific.
It's one of those things, man. That's how the world works. I always really like when games take place, even when it's not specifically a city that I live in, you know, like GTA. Like when they did the Southern California one, San Andreas, and even the most recent one where it took place in Southern California, I feel like I could relate to those games better. Even the movies, like Walking Dead, Fear the Walking Dead takes place in California as opposed to backwater Georgia, Atlanta, you know, like the other one. And it felt a little more terrifying to see like metropolitan areas and highways in LA getting overrun by zombies. Because I'm like, holy shit, I could relate to that.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had that feeling before.
No?
No.
Oh, I don't know why. Just the visuals hit me. And like when I see the Golden Gate Bridge in this little rendering of Watch Dogs 2, I'm like, this game would hold my interest more than Chicago, which is where the last one took place. I mean, it's cool. It's another city, but it just doesn't look the same.
That's enthralling.
I'm going to be trying to find the full house.
The falafel? Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
Like, if they have landmarks like that, because that's a landmark. Let's let's go ahead and put that
it
on.
Is. There's a plaque.
There is?
Yeah, I've been there.
Exactly.
And if the theme song isn't on the soundtrack.
I tell you, I've been to San Francisco literally, like she probably said, 100 times, but I don't think I've ever been on that hill. The grassy hill, like right in front of there.
It's not right in front of there.
And it doesn't look like that anymore.
Exactly. No. I haven't been to that area. I've never
been. It isn't right in front of their house?
No.
Really?
I'm just as shocked as you. I promise.
And there's like bums pooping in the trash can. And so it's
everywhere you look?
Everywhere you look. Yep. Yeah. There's a bum.
Pooping in a trash can. You see, because like last weekend we drove by an area where I was like, oh my gosh, that looks like the hill. Is that the place? And then, like, we drove by the side where you would imagine it would be, and it was like, no, that's not the place.
It's a couple blocks away. Like, that grassy hill, that park, is a couple blocks away from where the house
that
actually is.
That is very good camera angle.
Yeah, it really is.
That is a
they
very
faked
good,
that really well.
I'm trying to remember the intro, and they were just on the grass. I
could have swore seeing them run up the hill and the house in the background. Like,
that's the problem. It's misleading, because all those houses look the same.
Yeah, but nonetheless, don't you ruin my childhood, first of all.
It's my childhood, too.
They were
too,
in front of the grassy knoll.
No, I know.
It was right in front of their house.
A lot of grassy knoll.
And there was only one Michelle.
I don't think that's historically accurate.
The grassy knoll.
I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to have a picnic on that damn hill. Whatever.
The improved thing, in my opinion, that the game needed more than anything is number 3 on this list. Improved driving mechanics.
Yes.
God, that game was terrible. It was a huge step backwards, especially when you see it done so well in GTA 5.
Mm-hmm. How did you get driving wrong, though?
You've never seen a game with bad driving mechanics?
Halo?
get out.
Battlefield Hardline.
Oh, yeah.
I hated the driving mechanics.
When we played the beta on that or whatever,
I crashed so many times. That was so hard.
They had their helicopter controls for Battlefield always make me feel like Launchpad McQuack, and I was just blasting into every building and like, oh, that was a landing. So I didn't like that, but whatever.
What was that? Oh, gosh, I feel like such a tool because I can't think of the name of the damn game. It's GTA in China.
Grand Theft Auto Chinatown?
No.
Oh man, what's the name of that?
Oh, you're talking about Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah, there you go.
Not Watch Dogs. There you go. Sleeping Dogs. That game had really great game driving mechanics too.
No, it did not.
I loved it.
And those narrow confined Chinese streets.
And that just having that like jerk to side to side.
Sorry, that was me.
There's the door. Fucking use it. No. But the driving mechanic, that ability just to jerk from left to right. Like, what?
Freezing.
Well, I'm glad I'm sitting straight across from him because you guys are left to right.
Oh, damn.
Switch your seats. Quite, all right.
Nasty.
Ability to jerk left and right.
The fighting, actually. Damn, I'm starting to feel like reminiscent for Sleeping Dogs now because come to think of it, the fighting mechanics in that game were really good.
Well, did you play True Crime Streets of L.A.?
I did.
I was appalled by Sleeping Dogs.
What?
Because if that was supposed to be its spiritual successor, you did not do it justice.
It was way better than Streets
you
of L.A.
You have lost all your mind.
First of all, which True Crime?
Streets of L.A. There's only I just literally said the first one, right?
Is that the first one?
New York was terrible. Yes,
it's not the one with Snoop Dogg, right?
Yes, it is the one with Snoop Dogg. True Crime, Streets of L.A. Number one,
it was
great
good.
Soundtrack. Number two, it was great. Driving mechanics. Number three, great movie shooting mechanics inside of the car.
It was okay.
Number four, great fighting mechanics. And number five, great storyline.
The one thing I'll give you from that is all around great. Is the mechanics for driving and shooting. It was the best.
Slow motion shooting.
Yeah. Like, no, that was good. But Sleeping Dogs was superior in every other way.
Time out again. Number six, Christopher Walken. Voice actor in this. Christopher Walken.
That's okay.
You tell me.
You get two things.
Yeah.
That's two three. Things.
That jumps it up to way above anything else they've done.
Sleeping Dogs, the fight mechanics were so good, though. And it was so MMA-inspired. Like, I went to, like, some shop.
That's why,
yeah.
Now we're at the root.
Yeah.
It was, like, a guy came out doing Muay Thai, and I tried to do punches and stuff, and he was doing Muay Thai counters and whooping my ass. I had to take him to the ground and use my jiu-jitsu. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He came out making a drink. Yeah.
Oh,
he came
my
out
God.
Making Mai Tais yeah. for everybody.
There it is.
The fighting mechanics were so good in Sleeping Dogs. You have no idea. It was better than THQ's UFC games. That's how good it was.
I didn't even know THQ made UFC games.
They did. And it wasn't pretty.
And that's why their company's under.
You guys suck. You all suck. I give up. I give up. Carla's okay. The rest of you can just
She was over
hell.
Here co-signing too.
No, she wasn't.
She just wasn't doing it because her phone was going off the whole time.
It was not. I was trying to turn my alarm off. She's trying to be respectful.
She has to take her medicine.
I think Carla agrees with all of us, and you're alone.
Don't say that. Gaming Since Gaming, I saw popping off in chat, too. He agrees with me.
He said that it's because they try to mimic Batman.
He says he's looking at your faces right now, and he's fucking livid.
Why don't we have that clipped out? I literally want that clipped out and play that every single time.
I can't wait for him to be on the show with you.
With me?
Because
he's going to look at my face and get pissed? That's
yeah, because he said earlier, someone choke Aaron.
Wait, was it? Okay, you know what? I will concede the...
Oh, because it was about Sleeping Dogs.
Oh, no, well, then I won't concede that. I'll concede the plagiarism thing, but the Sleeping Dogs thing, no.
You played Sleeping Dogs?
Yeah, I played Sleeping because it was free.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
I don't see how you like can't see how good the driving and the fighting was. Story was just meh, and it was basically open world ripoff of GTA, but just for the fighting mechanics alone, there was a full expansion where you go to this island and they kind of ripped off Mortal Kombat. Like all these people go out there and it's like you're fighting in this tournament.
You know why it got drowned out? Because when it came out for Games with Gold or whatever, Grand Theft Auto 5 came out. And it's like, oh, here's a, you know, filet mignon, or here's a dollar burger at McDonald's. And I was like, yeah, well, I guess I'm going with the filet mignon. There it is. Sorry.
Agree to disagree.
No, there's no agree to disagree.
Deeper hacking systems. That's what else you're going to get. So similar to the first Watch Dogs, city infrastructures can be manipulated. Traffic can be moved around. However, some key changes are also occurring. Players can now hack and edit NPC profiles, such as forging evidence in the system to make people listed as wanted criminals. Depending on who you target, the individual will either be arrested whilst proclaiming they're innocent, or if you target a member of a crime gang, they could resist arrest and begin a dangerous gunfight.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I think it's kind of...
I need to see it in action.
Yeah.
I'm looking at these screenshots. It looks a lot like The Division.
Did you play The Division, Carla?
No, I did not. I did not play The Division. But I am really excited about the hacking, because after a while it was just really unsatisfying.
Yeah,
so
you're just kind of like a peeping Tom.
Yeah,
you're just
exactly
looking into people's stuff.
Yeah, so that should be interesting, but I don't know, I'm probably just gonna wait to get it because I was so disappointed by the first one.
Side missions tie in to the narrative, I guess. It's a better job of keeping the side missions cohesive. Which always a good thing. And then seamless online co-op. So just like the predecessor, Watch Dogs 2 features online multiplayer co-op. However, it should be more seamless this time around.
I thought they didn't have co-op in the first one. I thought it was somebody always hunting you like Dark Souls.
I think you're right.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Watch Dogs 2 features online multiplayer and co-op. We'll have to see it. It'll be at E3.
Yeah, we'll put our hands on it.
See how it does on the stage show. We'll touch it. We'll jerk it from left to right.
Okay.
You're just going to leave me hanging on that one, huh?
You leave yourself hanging on that one.
Well, thank you so much to Carla for joining Bang this evening. How did you do? How did you feel?
I felt great and wonderful, except for, you know, the times that, you know.
Your phone went off? Yeah, yeah. I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, guys.
No, actually, Carla did. She held her own. She threw down.
She did.
She sided with me more
That's
often
the only
than not,
reason
which,
why you're giving her any type of props.
Which I think was great.
I don't think you understand. He rarely gets anybody to side with him. So
it's not
you throwing him a little.
It's not common side. I have people in here with brains. It's just how this show works.
Whoa. Oh.
Interesting.
So every other guest that's been on the show that's disagreed with me.
No, don't twist my words. Don't you put that on me, Ricky Bobby.
Just called you stupid.
Don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
Night, Ashley Bird. Anthony Burge, all of you guys.
That's awful.
You guys are stupid.
Katrina Law.
Katrina Law, yeah.
Where can people find more about you, Carla? Give them all the information. Give them the Twitters, the Facebooks, and all the YouTubes. Right.
So Facebook.com/CaveOnWar, Twitter.com/CaveOnWar, and YouTube.com/CaveOnWar.
Man, you got Monopoly.
I do, you know.
I like
I
it.
Know.
Cool, so go check out Kayvon War on everything.
On
and
everything.
And you will
basically
find her.
She's been on Instagram.
YouTube,
super active on
YouTube
there.
Channel. Once she gets her equipment in town, it's going to be great. And like I said, guys, please, if you're hearing my voice, check out VGBstudios.com. That's where you can find all of the happenings. We're actually starting a blog as well that will be updated daily. So you can see our top 10 lists, various opinion pieces. I know how much Gaming Since Gaming loves our opinions, so now he can read our words and be fucking pissed. You can also see this awesome tab up there called People. You go to the People or the Guest or the Crew tab, and you can actually see what our crew looks like. I'm sorry, in advance. But you can also see all the cool people we've gotten to talk to. Everybody has their own page. Katrina Law, even Carla here, she has her own page.
What?
Sean Long, Rich Alvarez, Janice Davis. Going through this was so nostalgic. I got reminded of all the great times we've gotten to have with all these amazing people. Ashley and Anthony Birch, Andre Meadows, so many good episodes. So please go check out the archives.
He thinks you're all stupid.
All of them. I love dearly, regardless of IQ.
Wow.
Check us out next week. We will be at E3. Aaron and myself will be at E3. Keep lock on our social medias. There will still be a show next Wednesday.
Show.
Yep. And the show Saturday, which I didn't tell Aaron yet, might not happen. But
we'll
get to that.
Wow.
But for sure, next Wednesday, there will be a show while we're out of town. It'll be hosted by the real David Webb.
Me.
So, again, I apologize.
It's going to be rough.
Don't worry, your mother likes it.
Good Lord.
Patreon.com. Help support the show. As you can see, the crew is sitting in some very comfortable chairs. How are those chairs?
They're wonderful.
Pretty wonderful,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You could thank the lovely people of Patreon. Thank you guys so much for helping VGB pay for these chairs and other upgrades. You guys paid for half of our flight down to E3. You guys paid for half of our hotel stay. So basically, the only reason we can do this and not be in financial ruin is because of you guys. So thank you so much. Aaron, do we have anything else to say before we shut this baby down?
Nothing that I can think of.
Wizard World! If you guys are in Northern
That's
California...
That's the most nervous laugh I've ever heard you say.
Because like, I want to end the show, too. I want to end it badly. But there's so much to talk about. These are good times for VGB because we're going to be at Wizard World. We're going to have two panels. One on Friday night, one on
we're
Saturday.
We're doing two
night.
Panels?
Yeah, we're on two panels.
I didn't even know about that.
Sorry. You got to check your emails.
Do I have an email?
You got an email from Janice.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, I want you guys to be on the Friday panel. It's about video game media. So we're going to be doing that, talking about podcasting and ethics in our journalism and stuff like that.
There's ethics in our journalism?
No, not yours. You're copy and pasting. You're okay with plagiarism, apparently.
I'm not okay with plagiarism.
And then Saturday night, we're doing the show live, which is the one you're going to want to be at. We're giving away tons of free stuff. That's kind of what we do. That's our gig at these things. We give away free things. We make you the star of the show. Anything you guys want to talk about, you grab a microphone, chat it up with us. We're going to have Janice Davis on the panel with us and Rich Alvarez. I can finally end the show.
Yeah.
Awesome. So for David Webb, Aaron Carter, Carla Von Guerra, My name is Corey Vincent, and you have just been banged.